Great. Welcome to Play This Podcast. I am Carlos Rodella, one of the people in the studio. With me is Alice Kuchelova.
Hey, Carlos. How's it going?
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
Mr. Jason Cross is missing in action again.
Yeah.
But that's okay. You know what? We can run the ship just fine.
Done it before.
We've done it before.
Who needs him? I'm just kidding.
Jason. See, that was the extra piece you didn't have to do.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But the who needs him was Alex said that. I didn't. Also in the studio with us is Hayden Dingman.
Hello.
You are hanging out with us today.
I am.
He just kind of bum rushed and like just came in the studio.
I saw that.
I was like, who is this person?
We don't screen here.
He's bearded. He looks a little, I'm afraid.
He looks like he belongs.
Happen.
I don't know.
I don't actually work here either. I just came in.
You grabbing a sandwich outside?
Yeah.
He's just in the building.
Wandering in.
No, he's working with us here at Tech Hive and PC World, so we thought I'd bring him on the podcast. And here you are.
I am here.
Here you be. We have a couple things to talk about. One of the weirder things I'm going to talk about is the Wii U.
Yeah, who does that?
Who does that?
Who talks about that?
Who A, talks about it, and who B, buys them.
You bought one.
I just bought one recently. Yeah.
It's not even hyped anymore.
No, it's just, it's in my household.
That's awesome. Is it awesome?
I don't know. We'll talk about it.
All right.
I love it. That's awesome. Is it awesome? You're like having a conversation with yourself. I did. And then you have a couple things, Kuchelovs.
Yeah, and a pick and choose here. I got some of my favorite bands are coming out with new albums. One dropped today. Vampire Weekend's new album.
Which, by the way, they were on SNL. I did not care for that first song they did.
I don't know which song it was. Well, I forgot. I looked it up, but I can't remember the order.
Man, I just... Ugh.
But And then Daft Punk, it comes out next Tuesday, but they leaked like big time yesterday.
They sure did, but I'm okay with that.
Me too.
Now you're talking my language.
Yeah.
Vampire Weekend, not so much. Daft Punk, I'm on board.
All right. See, I got something for everybody.
Yeah, let's get your Lovis tagline. Something for everybody.
Yeah.
Well, what's the first thing that you want to talk about? And then I'll let you start it off, and then I'll go do my Wii U rant.
Well, how about Wii U?
Then we'll see how to hit it.
Just the music stuff that's going on. So I guess I'll start with Vampire Weekend.
Oh, great.
Yeah, okay, just to get it over with.
It's
awesome. It's awesome. I listened to the album today. It just came out today. It was really good. It's getting like critically acclaimed. Like it says... People are saying that's an early runner for like an album of the year.
Whoa.
Like Pitchfork gave it like a 9.3. That's like Radiohead
well,
status.
That's Pitchfork.
All right. Well, everybody, I forget, like the Metacritic of everything aggregated is like an 80, which apparently means critically acclaimed.
Okay.
So.
Well, I'll give it a listen.
If you like the kind of music, I mean, I love that kind of music. I love them.
What would you equate it as? What kind of music?
Oh, dude.
Because the first song, I didn't know what kind it was. It just made me like.
It's like a pop rock kind of. But they have like influences, like reggae influences. They've got Caribbean kind of influences. They're mostly known for like their lyrics. They're like the main singer. He's like an English graduate, and he has like he just loves making these play on words that are like really really smart.
Smart, so yeah, it's smart
it's
rock,
very lyrically
smart
driven.
Pop rock. Okay, well, check it out.
Yeah.
And then Daft Punk is
apparently it'll be on Spotify in a couple weeks. It's not on Spotify yet, but soon it'll be streaming. But you can buy it now.
So do you use, Hayden, the Spotifys?
No, I don't.
Do you use any of the digital music services?
No. I have too much music as it is, so I've just kind of given up on finding new music.
So that's it, you're done. Music's over for you.
Yeah, I mean, I download a couple albums a month, but I'm, at this point, kind of lazy about going out of my way. So it's all bands I already listened to that I want more of.
Okay.
Makes sense. Every time I find new music, quote unquote, it always ends up being something old that bands aren't together anymore. And
whoa,
so
this,
sad.
This is a whole different discussion, though. This is a music discussion.
I think Spotify's helped me do that, though. Mostly the game Rock Band, though.
Oh, okay.
It's helped me discover new music.
Yeah, yeah.
By people who aren't together anymore.
Which is really interesting.
Yeah.
What was the Daft Punk we're going to get back to?
Yeah.
So, I think we were talking about Daft Punk before, and I checked out this link that someone sent me, the Creators Project, which is, I guess, part of Vice.
Mm-hmm.
Which is this whole thing. Anyways, on their YouTube channel. But they were talking about Daft Punk, and I thought I was reminded of how cool it is that they're anonymous. Like, they're still that.
Yeah.
They're like, they have helmets on.
Yeah, that's how you know them by.
Yeah, and I think that what they've said is that, like, they let the music speak for itself. They let what they create, you know, be what their voice is. The ego and that kind of stuff's just gone. I think that's awesome.
Yeah. I don't know if anyone even knows what their like real voice sounds like. I don't know. Do they do interviews or anything? Or is it everything just synthesized?
Now I want to go search and find because I haven't seen anything.
I know there are pictures of them at least.
Yeah.
I've seen the pictures of them without helmets, and they look nothing like what I would imagine. But
you probably wouldn't be able to like pick them out on the street still.
Oh, yeah. Funny.
Yeah, they just look like generic
French people.
Yeah, they're just French people. You know, French but people.
I listened to the album a couple times. It's pretty good. You said you listened to half of it?
Yeah, I listened to half of it up until there's a point where a guy does a long speech about synthesizers.
Kind of builds the beat a little bit. Yeah,
being like the sound of the future. And then after that, I was like, I need to get work done.
So. Yeah, yeah.
That's like, that reminds me of old school, like 90s, like, this is the hi-hat.
It's kind of does that.
Yeah, it kind of does.
Drops how, and it's like, now you want to put the headphones on right now.
Yeah.
Oh, remember that song by Hot Chip, though? That's good.
Uh-huh.
It has that same kind of thing in it. Put the headphones on. That's a good song. What is that song? Oh, man. I'll
You're going to be alone on this one.
I'll put it on the show notes.
Yeah.
You guys have to hear it.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness. It's good.
But definitely go stream. Go listen to that Daft Punk Lee album. But go buy it as well next Tuesday.
Go buy it. Yeah.
Well, and yesterday was a pretty crazy day for iTunes streaming because the Nationals' new album also got put on iTunes. But I chose Daft Punk, so.
Always nice. Good. Always good.
Good choice.
Can't go wrong.
Well, there's some music for you. There's some music learning.
We don't do a lot of music.
We don't. We should do more.
We should.
Wii U. Mm-hmm. It's a thing. It's a console. One of the main reasons I actually got it for, besides the virtual console and all the online stuff, because the online stuff with that, just like the 3DS, you know, is actually a lot better now.
Yeah.
So there's actually a lot
That's
of interesting
things. That's
what I
use my Wii for still, playing old SNES games.
Old games, and also the indie games are getting a little bit of love. You know, there's like Little Infernos on there and some really cool, interesting titles. So I got it for that, but also two other things. One, you can download games, which you can, like you don't have to go to the store, basically. Then just every game is downloadable.
Yep.
Even Xbox and PS3 don't do that yet.
Going to the store is overrated.
My PC does that.
Your PC does
Thank
it,
you.
Yeah. And it's been doing that since...
Ever. Well, I guess early 2000s,
well,
I guess.
When the internet happened. So that's one thing. But the other thing is that, really, is the second screen-ish kind of experience with the Wii U tablet.
Yeah.
So one of the features is called TV Tag. And it actually, when you set it up to your cable box, it actually can control your cable box. Later, it will control your DVR. That functionality is not there yet. But it worked perfectly. It just typed in the name of our cable box. It worked.
So it's like a hyper remote?
Hyper remote. Mm-hmm. But when you hit TV Tag, it's not for all the shows. It's for a lot of sports. But it does give this kind of community aspect of the show. So as you're watching it, they take little screenshots of the show or the game. And they let you comment, like, and just kind of have a social experience there. And where it worked really interesting is I was watching the new Simpsons, and they actually send over little polls. So that, like, you look at the image of, you know, Bart and Lisa fighting, it'll pull swing in, and you can actually vote with the rest of the people watching. So not a lot of people are using it fully yet. I was watching an NBA game, and there was, like, five of us commenting. but then sometimes, like, with Simpsons, there was tons. Game of Thrones has the feature, you know. And so, I don't know. I wanted that kind of experience.
You know what they have to add into that?
Interesting.
They need to add IMDb into that because two or three times, like, a night –
My
girlfriend and I will be sitting on the couch watching a show, and she'll be like, who else is that person in?
Yep.
And then she'll have to pull out her phone or something and look it up. That would be so great to
and
have.
Now, that's what Microsoft Glass is pretty much doing, I think. You know, like, and it's kind of a version of that. But what's interesting about the Nintendo one, again, Nintendo just wants to be by themselves and do their own thing, so they have their own little Nintendo community, you know. But so there's positives and negatives with that. Like, you're not tweeting out stuff or Facebook, although it does attach to Facebook.
Of course, everything attaches to Facebook.
Yeah. But you know what I mean? Like, I feel like when you're in that experience, you stay in that experience. Like, we're all, like, talking about Simpsons on our Wii U, and that's it. Like, we're not also doing, you know, five other things.
You're not seeing pictures of babies pop up on your feed while you're trying to be.
So what do you think of that functionality? Would you use that kind of a thing?
I'm actually really interested by how so Nintendo was so against online for so long. And their Wii U stuff, their online stuff, has actually been really cool in that I would actually want to be online. Whereas my Xbox, I pretty much plug it in now to download updates, and then I just unplug it because I don't I don't want to deal with Xbox Live anymore.
All the ads and all that.
And Wii U, it's like the I don't remember what they're called, like chat room things or whatever they have set up around.
Stuff, yeah.
Like all that stuff seems A, really friendly, and B, like there's a kind of cool niche community around that. So I've been actually impressed by how Nintendo has kept it kind of fairly interesting and yet also not trying to scare people off with these horrid communities.
It's kind of a fresh take.
Yeah.
Kind of like, it seems very Nintendo-ized.
Yeah, it seems very kid-friendly.
Yeah.
It's funny how you said niche, though, because, like, I actually kind of said this once to someone, like, it's almost like Nintendo's the indie of the online community stuff, you know? You wouldn't think them indie and Nintendo would go together, but, you know, I feel like I'm in, that little side community, and we're all just talking about... you know, Lego City Undercover, which, by the way, I'm playing.
Ooh.
You know, and then we have a little Watch community that. Around that, you know, and we're liking and commenting. Mm-hmm. It's like uber nerdy.
Yeah, well, it's like going to a website for like the one thing that you're interested in before it gets really big.
Going
like,
to that big one forum.
Yeah, or
post.
Like when back in the day when it used to be like you joined a World of Warcraft clan of like 10 people and all you hung out on some forum or something.
Right.
And everybody had to be friendly because everybody kind of knew who you were, and if you were not friendly, people just kicked you off the forum.
Yeah.
It reminds me of that stuff. A lot more than like Xbox Live, which is just one huge community where everybody is terrible to each other.
A mob blob.
Hayden, I'm so glad we had you in the show because you just articulated that perfectly. Thank you so much. That's exactly what I'm thinking. Yeah, that's why part of the reason that I got it, because I had that feeling that that's what I was going to get when I got the online experience with that, you know. So great, groovy. There's the Wii U.
I'm playing
Scribblenauts Unlimited.
That's a good game. Yeah. I love that.
Damn,
I've done it on the PC and that's fun.
And you just don't ever want to stop. You just keep like, oh, just do the next mission.
It's like, I wonder if this will. Yeah.
Will that work? Yeah. Let me try the next.
Yeah.
Lego City Undercover, simple, fun. And then what was the other thing?
Is that only on Wii U or is that?
That's a Wii U, I think, exclusive.
Ooh, exclusive.
So if you want more Lego games.
Yeah, if you go more like, well, it's more like Grand Theft Auto, which is a really interesting kind of combo. And then, of course, Bayonetta 2 comes out for Wii U only.
That's a sexy game. I'm surprised Nintendo would land something like that.
Mario and the weird, like, shot of the lady's
She's into, like, leather and, yeah.
I mean, we'll see if it stays exclusive, though, because Rayman Legends was Wii U exclusive until it wasn't all
everything.
Of a sudden a week before it was supposed to come out.
Yeah, surprise.
Yeah. All right, Hayden, what do you got?
What are you
playing?
So I've been playing, to go really old school, I've been playing Longest Journey and then Dreamfall.
Nice.
And it's been interesting. I'm really bad at adventure games nowadays.
Yeah, to those who don't know, explain the... it's an old school adventure games, basically.
Yeah, so, I mean, Longest Journey is very old school. It's a 99 point-and-click adventure game. So I realized very quickly that I am very bad at figuring out adventure game logic these days, which is combine the red fish with this blue machine to make a purple goat come out or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Take key and then put with sock, then use fishing rod.
But
you're enjoying those. And then we were talking about the Kickstarter.
Yeah, and so they just kickstarted recently a sequel to those games, because if you've played Dreamfall, you know it ends in the middle of a big plot point. They just cut it off, and then there hasn't been a sequel to that game for something like 6 or 7 years now. So they finally kickstarted the game, and I think the guy who made it originally split off from Funcom and is now making a new one. So
they should do they'll probably get it kickstarted. So when they actually made the game, they should do like previously on.
Yeah,
give it a little rundown.
Yeah. Like 6 years ago.
It's going to be episodic, as far as I know, and they funded like the first episode, and
that's good.
And
that's a good sign.
$1.5 million or something like that they raised. So
wow, that's a good
sign. Jeez, it's so much money.
Kickstarter is, I don't know, man. Everything just seems to be so successful in that now. I mean, I don't know.
It does, but then we were talking about in GDC, there was a panel there, and like, you know, this is the year where all the games or a lot of the content's actually going to come out.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, and then we'll see what we all paid for.
Right. Yep.
I mean, I did a Kickstarter for Everybody Game that show.
Right.
And it was really difficult on me just to get just some of the things that I said I would do done.
It's stressful because now you've got a little bit of a deadline where you didn't before.
Oh, yeah. And you have people
a lot of people to appease.
Yeah. And they are like relying on you to make sure. Yeah. It's awesome.
Don't freak me out. I'm in the midst of one right now.
Oh,
yeah.
Are you?
Yeah.
You go ahead and pimp it. What is it?
We're making a game called Welcome to Boone Hill, which is a graveyard simulator. So
that's awesome.
You just wander around this graveyard and read epitaphs, and I'm doing the music on it.
That's awesome.
Yeah, Gilbert actually backed us.
Oh, cool. When did it start, and how long does it have to go?
It started about 15 days ago, I think, and we have another 15 days left, something like that.
Halfway there?
We'd already raised our funding. We were only asking for $5,000, and so we got $7,000 so far.
Sweet.
That's awesome. Yeah. You have any cool backer, you know, whatever.
Rewards?
Yeah, rewards.
Right. I mean, the coolest one so far is probably that we're giving away. We're going to make an actual box set with a real physical box and soundtrack and stuff. But
that was going to say, that's the part where I got like, yikes. The rewards. I was like, we're going to do everything.
Because
you just think, and then you're like,
well,
oh,
it's crazy when you read about like how much people spend on the rewards sometimes versus how much they raised. Like some of these people spend like a third of the money they raise on just rewards.
Yeah.
Incentives.
It's crazy.
Bad idea. Well, I wish you all the luck on that Kickstarter. It's kickstarter.com/...
I don't even know. Just search Welcome to Boone Hill.
Welcome to Boone Hill. And while you're at it, go check out Everybody Game, because that's my show.
Yeah. I've watched a few. It's pretty funny.
You've seen a couple.
Yeah, I've seen a few.
Veronica Belmont was in the last episode.
Oh.
And
good.
I think...
Heard he's busy.
She's busy.
I think it's Barack Obama.
I was like, she is me. What are you talking about?
I thought you said Barack
Obama. I said that with like a straight face. Why would I have done that? I was like, Barack Obama was on the last
episode. I thought you were
kidding.
I thought it was a joke.
You're just going with me.
I was.
Wow. Veronica Belmont.
There you go. Okay, I did see that
one. She is also busy.
Yes, she is.
And we have a bunch of other special guests for the last 5 episodes of the season. We're at 10 episodes. It's really fun. Okay, let's talk about one more Alex Kuchilova thing.
All right, well,
we'll be out of time.
I'm a big Bob's Burgers fan.
I am too.
Season 1 was on Netflix. It's been on Netflix. And then season 3, which is the current airing one, is on Hulu.
Yep.
Season 2 was nowhere to be found. Now it's on Netflix.
Bam.
It's only 9 episodes because I think apparently the second half of season 2 ended up going into season 3, which is why season 3 is currently like 20-something episodes long.
So it's like an Archer
yeah.
syndrome.
Yeah,
which is funny
because
it's like the same one of the same voices. And,
But as soon as my girlfriend and I caught up to all the episodes on Hulu, we were devastated because we hate waiting a week to watch a new one. And I was on the verge of buying season 2 just so we could watch it. And then it just popped up on Netflix.
So you didn't give them money because...
I gave my money to Netflix, who hopefully gives it to the right people.
Yeah. It's so funny because, like, how much to buy the season 2?
It was like $15.
Okay. And then how much money does Netflix get?
Like $8 a month.
And then how much does Bob's Burgers get?
I don't know. $0.10? I think they're doing okay.
No,
so
no. They're fine. That's great to have the option. We always talk about Netflix on here. We always say... And it's free on Netflix, but of course Netflix costs a little bit of money, but it's totally worth it. We don't have to tell you that. Everybody knows that. And for me, Hulu Plus is mostly worth it. Game of Thrones, which we talk about a lot.
Right.
Okay. I think we talked about this last episode. I don't know if you were on here. Very, very upset. I know it's going off the books. Whatever. It's an adaptation. Very upset about the torture porn. I don't want any more torture. I don't care. If it's in the books, just don't put it in the show. Or do the blur and don't really show the finger coming off or something.
Imply it maybe a little bit.
Imply
it. Sometime later.
Yeah, whatever. I mean, I can deal with gore or whatever, but it just seems so over the top. The author who wrote this, here's my tirade. I'm going to go on this. The author who wrote this, what's his name?
George R. R. Martin.
Yeah, that guy.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
don't look at me.
I read him, so...
There's a scene where, what's the guy who's being tortured right now? Gosh damn it. Everybody in the world will hate me. Theon, yeah.
I don't know where we are in the season. I haven't been watching.
The guy who's like, he's strung up and he's being tortured.
The guy who used to be a prince. Wikipedia right here. The guy who used to be a prince and now he's, you know,
the Greyjoy. Yeah. So he's being tortured and it's over the top. And I'm like, I just don't want to see this anymore. And then they just keep going, like messing with his head. And I don't even see a reason why. Maybe they're going to reveal it later, you know? But I just feel like it's so over the top that I picture, like, George R. R. Martin just in his room somewhere. And I'm like, now I'm going to torture this guy. But first I'm going to mess with him some more, and then I'm going to torture him again.
Maybe he's
really
mad.
What is going on?
That stuff's in the books. I have more of a problem with just the weird... When you read the books, you get this idea that George R. R. Martin is just like a really pervy old man.
Because, a pervy sadistic old man.
Yeah, like all the women in that book that are like, you know, 18 in the show are like 14 in the book. And you're like, so this guy had to sit there and fantasize about this 14-year-old girl getting raped. Like, that's kind of a weird thing to just put in your book.
I'm sure his defense it was the times.
Yeah. No, but that's what I'm saying.
The 90s.
Nice. But that's it. You're hitting the nail on the head because like, this guy has to sit here and think of all these messed up things.
Yep.
Okay, so even if he did, whatever. Don't want to, you know, censor people. Make whatever book you want. But they are adapting it to television.
Mm-hmm.
And a great television show doesn't need it. That's the key. Battlestar Galactica, Lost, anything else we want to name. Breaking Bad, whatever.
Yeah.
There's
all those are good.
Powerful things that don't need that. So I'm like the old man or like my mom or dad or something.
I
don't want to see this stuff. I don't need it. We don't need it.
Filth on TV.
You really don't need it. George R. R. Martin or whoever's adapting it, stop it.
But it's all that explicit stuff that brought a lot of people into that show.
Yeah.
But there's levels of... or there's different... Anyways.
No, I know what you mean. It's the same reason I had a problem with Spartacus. Even though I watched it all really fast because it was addicting, I was watching it being like, this is so dumb. And like, so extreme. Oh, so
well, that's the one with all the sex, right?
Yeah,
like, tons of sex.
Yeah, tons of sex. And everybody gets decapitated and like blood splashes on the camera. And you're like, why?
Okay, well, that's enough of that. So what's a roundup? You should check out Daft Punk streaming.
Yeah, and Vampire Weekend, even though you don't like it.
And Vampire Weekend, because there's tons of people who do like
it's
Vampire
critically,
Weekend.
Crazily
critically
acclaimed.
And you should also check out the Kickstarter for what's the Kickstarter for the Dreamfall one?
I think it's already over, but it was Dreamfall Chapters.
So maybe look out for it since it was
look
over.
Look out for it. Or sometimes you can go on Kickstarter and still add money and get
possibly.
The product. And then yours is called again?
It's called Welcome to Boone Hill.
Do that.
That sounds fun. I love weird little off simulators and a graveyard simulator.
It's
sounds
groovy.
Kind of
it sounds awesome. I'm going to go and back it right now. Also, you should check out Everybody Game on everybodygame.com.
Yeah.
Let's go there.
Funny show.
Also, you should go get a Wii U if you want to be part of a weird community and a niche of games.
You never know where that's going to expand to. You want to be an early adapter.
Plus, it's fun to be early on something. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like when we get the new Xbox and the new PS4, we're going to be like, yeah, we know. We got it.
Especially if you
matches.
Play PC games, there's not really a difference anymore. Like, you're going to get it and you're going to be like, wow, this looks the same as what I already play at my house.
Yep. And that's what Nintendo's always prided on itself as being doing its own thing. But now that they're online and their graphics are better, now I'm back on board. You know what I mean? Like, before I was like, you just throw SD and then you're not online. It's come on. Seriously.
Yeah.
Friend codes.
Those are the worst.
Yeah. So that's it for the show.
You said you had something.
We have something, which is really funny. We have an email that was sent into us at our email, which is entertainment@techhive.com. I don't think it really has to do with the show, but I thought I'd read it anyhow.
Hey, any emails you get. See, we read everything.
We read everything. So it comes in and says, I guess it says, Dear Play This Podcast. I didn't see that. There's no intro.
Okay, well.
It says, I need to know how to tell if my girl is secretly on Facebook or a different email, or Yahoo, or anything hidden from me. Can you please help me and tell me what I need to do? Can I check it from my phone?
Oh, are we going to start like this little privacy podcast now? Maybe like
he's asking. He needs
your girl.
He needs our help. But at the same time, it's a little stalky.
It is a little stalky. So he wants to know if his girlfriend is on social media.
Well, it sounds like he wants to see if his girlfriend's cheating on him. Or something. I mean, like, I need to know how to tell if my girlfriend is secretly on Facebook.
On Facebook.
I mean, no one really is secretly on Facebook.
Step one, search her name.
Yep, that'd be first.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Or even Google it.
Google her name with the word Facebook attached.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If you see a picture of her, she's there.
Now, she might be using a secret name.
Yes.
Because if she's secretly on Facebook, you might need a secret name.
Yeah, which is legal by terms of service, I believe. You can't make up fake people.
Oh yeah!
So she's committing a crime.
Your girlfriend
is
a criminal.
That crime. I have one. I have a fake profile. Yeah.
Wait, I don't know if you should announce that on the podcast.
Well, if Facebook wants to come after me, they can.
That's just
his address is
the Facebook police.
So your girlfriend's a criminal.
Uh-huh. She's a fraudulent.
Besides,
criminal.
But she might not be.
She's probably a nice lady.
Now, how can we tell if she has a different email? You can't tell. Mm-hmm. Or Yahoo. Yahoo's the same thing as email.
You can make as many accounts
well,
as you want.
Well, if we're already, I mean, if she's a criminal, can we resort to criminal means to find this out?
There are private detectives
so
that aren't
steal
criminal.
Steal her phone.
Oh, okay.
Oh, is that cheaters guy still around? I think he got stabbed and stopped being on that show.
Debbie Downer.
I'm sorry. No, I think he's still alive, but.
Let's follow this through.
Go for it.
Okay, so you put her to sleep somehow.
Whoa. I was not going that direction.
You steal her phone. You read her phone. I mean, if you're that desperate, that's a little scary.
Let's go back to his email. Can you please help me and tell me what I need to do, which, by the way, we're trying.
We just did.
Can I check it from my phone? He didn't really say what it is.
So you got to tap into her line. You got to tap into her. If you know her, what's her dog's name? What's her parents' name? What's her birthday? Just trying to figure out her password.
Okay, how about this? You go through college, get a job with the NSA, the CIA.
Wait, he has to do that first?
Then you can do all the illegal wiretapping you want.
This is the long con.
That is the long con. A short con would be hire a private detective and say, follow my girlfriend because I don't know what's going on with her. Maybe not that. Maybe just like do some regular search. I would do some regular searches, like you said, some Google searches.
Google is very good.
When you do her name in Google, you don't realize that you'll get a lot of weird stuff, like on page 3 and 4 and stuff. So you'll
go through all of it. If her name is unique enough, it's going to be, you know.
Yeah.
If it's not unique, that's a lot tougher.
Yeah.
You got to go through maybe images or something.
So good luck. Weird question, but good luck.
Thank you for the
question. We just like emails, so
yeah, we'll do anything. We'll help anybody.
If you have an email like that, email us at entertainment@techhive.com. Twitters are,
mine's the at the brown coat 88.
This guy is
it's just Hayden CD, HAYDEN,
and I am ONAWA Onawa. That's it. So long.
Thank you.
Farewell.
Have a good one.